The drought has claimed another casualty. Queensland's second largest free-range pig farm has closed its gates. Across the country, pork producers are struggling, with feed prices continuing to rise in the dry conditions, and most consumers unwilling to pay a premium for free-range products. Sarah-Jane Bell reports from Bundaberg.
With the coal truck packed with the last of their pork products, Julia and Shane Powell are setting off from their North Burnett farm for the Manly markets in Brisbane. Despite a doubling in their business in the last 2 years and selling up to a ton of free-range bacon, ham and sausages each week, this will be their final trip. It's another farm lost to the big dry.
The drought's just, it's finally got us. The rising costs of grain and the rising costs of production, we just can't carry on. Even though our sales are strong, it's just we've got to make some money off the enterprise, and living off nothing, it just doesn't work.
The Powells built their North Burnett business after a feisty boar's afternoon escapade ended with 60 piglets. At its peak, the farm had close to 600 pigs of specialty breeds, from large blacks to Berkshires. Now just a dozen are left on the farm.
We've kept some of our old favourites, and it's just very hard when you've bought something up right from birth. And she's been a good producer for you, and then you've had to bop her on the head, not through any fault of her own, it's just we couldn't afford to feed her. We cried, just dropping those sows off was really hard.
Despite having a strong client base, it hasn't been enough to keep the Powells' business afloat. Julia says the high price of grain began to take a toll at the beginning of 2018.
Prices were going up, and then every month they just kept going up and up and up, and it just, it's double what we were paying the year before.
Across the country, pig farmers have been hit by the twin challenges of drought and oversupply. Near Gympie, Melinda Murnane from Rodavale Pork says it's sad to see a well-known business lost to the industry crisis.
It's awful news. Our heart goes out to them. There are so many pig farmers around Australia that have found themselves in the same situation over the last 12 months. Our industry has not only experienced a market crash, the price of pork has dropped significantly, but we've also experienced, on the flip side, extremely high grain prices caused by the drought, which, of course, when you're not receiving a lot for your product, but you're paying substantial outgoings in producing it, you know, causes a situation where, you know, it becomes potentially too difficult to do.
For those in the free-range industry, the blows have been felt more keenly, as convincing people to pay higher prices has proven a challenge. Andrew Spencer is CEO of industry body Australian Pork Limited.
Our market research indicates that there's around about somewhere between 10 and 15% of consumers who really are prepared to pay a premium for their pork products, depending on certain intangible attributes, like do they perceive that the animal's been treated better? Is the system a better one for the environment?
Lee McCosker is the CEO of an Australian certification program, Pasture Raised on Open Fields. She says while the free-range industry has grown, consumers aren't aware of the extra costs and labour that go into production.
So we've seen a situation where butcher shops are practically being given pork at very, very, very low prices, and it's too hard for them to justify the difference in the price sometimes between a commercial pig and one that's raised completely outdoors on pasture.
Any changes will come too late for the Powells. But Julia Powell says she hopes circumstances will improve for other farmers also struggling to survive.
I think people are just so removed from where their food comes from. If they don't have to think about it, then they don't have to realise that the farmer's suffering, that animals suffered to get there. The way that we run our systems needs to change. We need to do more of that, more to drought-proof our farms, to work on things like that so we can change how our land works when we do have these extreme weather conditions.
Pig farmer Julia Powell, ending that report by Sarah-Jane Bell.